Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hey.
Yeah, I believe you were just speaking with Jasmine, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to follow up. I'll be helping you guys out until you are ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to start, two things need to happen. First thing would be for your caregiver to sign up with the documents that's needed. And the second thing would be to get an authorization from Keystone. So from my understanding, you won't be able to do that until after Monday, right?
What do you need from Keystone?
An authorization. An authorization is basically a form that states that we as an agency are allowed to service you. We are allowed to pay your caregiver.
Okay.
So they will provide that, but if they still need to do an assessment with you, then they're going to only provide it after that.
Okay. So I guess the final assessment is Monday. That's to determine the hours.
Okay. So after Monday, we'll reach out to Keystone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But before, we're already going to reach out to your caregiver so that your caregiver can get started and be ready by that time.
What do you need from her?
So there's a couple documents to become an employee. I'll give her the exact information, but I'll also tell you. Basically, we'll need... two IDs, form of IDs, so driver's license is okay, social security card, and there is, we'll need an updated TB test done within the year.
Okay.
An application, basically just filling out her demographics, and let me open this up. Oh, and then a competency test, that's basically just a couple questions they want to know to make sure that she's qualified to be a caregiver. And then we'll need an I-9 and W-4 form filled out for taxes. So those are the forms. I'll send her all the links now. And if you'd like, I can send them to you as well.
Yeah, send them to me as well.
Okay, can I have your email?
Kemyatta, K-E-M-A.
Okay.
Y-A-T-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
711.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So I'll send them to the both of you. You can look it over. It's usually the thing that holds most patients up from starting services, I would say. The caregiver's not completing
their paperwork.
Yeah, because
that's what I'm saying. That's why I just saying ex-jazz, and that's why I was pulling, like, different ones. Like, everyone be asking for different stuff. Like, you know what I mean? This is, like, a little over the top. Competency test and... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's ways that we can shortcut it, I would say, if it needs to be done. I would speak to Monica about that from HR. So she'll reach out to Kenyatta, your caregiver. If she feels like it's too much, then we may be able to compensate on certain things.
Yeah, like, I might as well have went with Fidelity. You know what I mean? Fidelity,
yeah.
And that's what it is. It's just the fact that Fidelity was a little far, but I might go with them. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. If the competency test is the problem, then we'll see what we can do to negotiate that, but we'll have to speak with the caregiver directly for that.
Yeah, like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
All right, do y'all have her email?
We have her phone number, so we can just text her.
Yeah, text her, see what she say. Like, you know what I mean? If it's too much for her, then I'll definitely go with Fidelity, because that's what my sister goes with, and they didn't have to do all this.
Absolutely. We'll speak to her. We'll see how she feels about it all. All right? We'll get back to you.
Okay. And get back to me afterwards.
Okay, I will.
Are y'all about to reach out to her now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.